To succeed, just let go. This is Willie Horton, exploring how we must and can take control of our state of mind and transform our lives. You're very welcome.
Let's put away childish things. This is episode 243 of To Succeed, Just Let Go. And for the majority of the preceding 242 episodes, we have been talking about things like anxiety, frustration, worry, stress, anger, feeling stuck, feeling sorry for yourself, thinking that you're somebody that you're actually not. Let's put away those childish things. Because what we are looking for in clearing our mind and taking charge of our state of mind is to return to our childlike state. Totally different from being childish. Now, before we move on, let me just explain that all of those bad things that I've just mentioned are childish because they are stuff that we learned when we were children, and they are stuff that we have been replaying every day as adults. It is so different to be childlike. To be childlike is to be present, not to be judging what's going on, and most particularly, not to be judging ourselves. In this episode, I want to explore how we can look after ourselves. The title of this episode is Looking After Number One. And most people, because most people are crazy using their minds on automatic pilot, would assume that a title such as that means that we're going to explore things like selfishness and greed, because that is what looking after number one means to normal, crazy people. People who are looking for attention, looking for your energy. Psychopaths, narcissists, or at least people who are on the psychopath and narcissistic spectrum, as we all are when we are using our minds normally. I recollect a conversation on Zoom one Wednesday evening with my online program owners, where we were talking about how people ask our advice and how, when we give our advice, they ignore it. And the point was made that those people who are asking our advice aren't looking for our advice at all. They're looking for attention. They are attention seekers because they need to feel more important than they feel about themselves, because when we use our minds normally, we don't feel ourselves to be important at all. We think of ourselves as victims. We think of ourselves as little old me. We think of our preconceived failings, our perceived weaknesses. And as we've said before, even our perceived strengths mislead us because they in themselves are just perceptions. When I talk about looking after number one, I'm talking about looking after the real you. The you beyond thought. That is the easiest way to describe what I'm talking about. Because people have regularly asked me over the last 30 years, what are you talking about when you talk about the real me? Who is the real me? The real you is flowing energy. Energy that is flowing as part of the flowing energy of the universe. We are all made up of energy. Sure enough, we look solid, but But if our eyes had developed in a different way, we'd be able to see through ourselves 20,000 times a second as we vibrate in and out of existence, as our super strings of energy shimmer. Now, most people, when they hear the phrase, I can see through you, again, it means something completely different, in the same way as the misinterpretation of the title of this episode, Looking After Number One. Number one, you, the real you, is the most important person in your life. And to think otherwise is very dangerous indeed, for a whole variety of reasons, not least of which you're going to miss the real you by thinking otherwise. But in missing the real you, everyone else misses the real you too, because once buried in thought, we are not there for those whom we claim to love. We're not there for those around us in the workplace or at home, in the tennis club or on the golf course. Even a night out with friends is a night in your own head, when we're using our minds normally. But if you realize through experience that there is something deeper to you than who you thought you were, if you realize that you are the most important person in your life, then you will realize that you need to look after yourself. You need to further cultivate your experience of yourself. And you need to ensure that moment to moment, the real you turns up to the here and now, rather than the real you being diverted as a result of the roadblocks that are put up when we use our ordinary, everyday thinking mind. Looking after number one starts when we experience who number one really is. And for most people, the only way we can experience that is through meditation. I said for most people. Some people will discover themselves in the face of adversity. Some people will discover that they have what might loosely be described as superhuman powers when faced with a life-threatening challenge, where either their life is threatened or the life of somebody with whom they find themselves is threatened. Some people will find that inner strength beyond who they thought they were in the face of such circumstances. But heaven forbid that we should need such circumstances to discover the beauty and the joy of who we really are. We can sit down in the morning for 7, 8, 10 minutes, can sit down in the morning and allow ourselves simply be. And I mean that literally, because normally going about our everyday, we aren't. We are buried in thought. We are operating from thought. We are missing what is going on, and we are not present. So when I say, let yourself be, that is actually what I mean. Just be in the moment. That's what meditation is all about. That we slow down, as I've said before, we slow down to speed up. That we slow down and give ourselves the time to experience our breathing. We're breathing all the time anyway, so there's no merit in my saying, oh, slow down and give yourself a chance to breathe. If you're not breathing, you're dead. And indeed, if you're not appreciating breathing, you're as good as dead, because you're buried in thought. You're not being. This is the fundamental reason why we need to meditate, to let ourselves be, to let it be. I could quote somebody and say, when we find ourselves in times of trouble, all we need to do is let it be. You know what I'm talking about. Being is flowing. And the University of Chicago and Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, in his book called Flow, have explored flow in detail. It is a state of mind, a state of mind that athletes and high-performing sports people would often refer to as being in the zone. It is a state of mind where you just are, where you're not thinking about what you have to do, you're just doing it. And as we've said in many of the preceding 242 episodes of this podcast, we are at our best when we're not thinking. Let me put that more bluntly. The real you is present when you're not thinking, when you're just letting yourself be. Owners of my online program, The Psychology of Success, know the science behind the compelling reasons why we need to meditate. Know that if we don't meditate, there is no other way we have of restructuring the subcortical brain, restructuring the neural pathways throughout the brain to experience ourselves being in the here and now. They know that if we don't meditate, we're going to continue to operate from thought. We're going to continue to experience the childish things that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode. But actually, we're not experiencing them. We only think we are experiencing them because none of them is real. They are all born out of thought. If you're angry, it's because you're thinking about something that was done to you, or perhaps something that you did yourself, which is even sillier. If you are lonely, it's because you're thinking about being alone. If you are frustrated, it is because you are thinking about how things haven't gone according to plan or how they aren't moving as quickly as you thought they might move. And I could go on and on and on. None of the things that I mentioned at the start of this episode is real. What is real is you, the real you. And you need to look after number one. If you don't look after number one, and therefore as a result of that, you're not present in the here and now, it isn't that you're not there for those around you. It isn't that you're not there for those you claim to love. It is that you are a loose cannon. You are a reactive spark waiting to set other people's fires alight. You are a danger to other people, because of the way in which you don't know what's going on, because you haven't turned up, and you react automatically to what you don't know is going on. You're a danger to other people. People over the years have often said to me, well, I look after my state of mind for the children. But that's rubbish. You look after your state of mind for you, as a result of which you are there for anybody and everybody. Now, that's really important. We live in a world where some of the things that I mentioned right at the outset in this episode, like people displaying the all too well documented characteristics of being a psychopath or a narcissist, we live in a world where there are people like that at large and dangerous. And therefore, when I say, when we turn up to the here and now, we're there for anybody and everybody, it's important that we realize and understand the responsibility we have to look after number one for everybody else too. People throw up their hands in this day and age and say, there's nothing I can do about the state of the world. But the state of the world is simply and only the result of the collective state of mind of all those in the world. If you take charge of your state of mind, your little, or apparently little, drop in the ocean is connected to the big flowing world of ours. HeartMath.org in California. I mention it deliberately by way of its internet address, if you want to have a look at it. HeartMath.org knows, and indeed science has known for the last 40 years, that people being calm, people being present, people who are just letting themselves be, have an impact on the flow of energy in this world of ours. If you let the true you rise to the surface, it impacts all of those around you. As I said, we're there for anybody and everybody. And it counts. It counts. So how do we look after number one in such a world? Well, first of all, it is imperative that you meditate. I doubt there is a single episode in this podcast where I haven't extolled the virtues of meditation, or at least mentioned the importance of daily meditation. And that is because it is the only scientifically validated way we have of allowing ourselves be. It is the only scientifically validated way we have of turning on our so-called attentional spotlight, the center of focus in our brains. It is the only scientifically validated way we have of restructuring our brain so that when we are not meditating, we are present, so that we can let ourselves be during the cut and thrust of our day. In other words, we don't meditate to be cool, calm, and collected while we're meditating. We meditate so we can be that cool, calm, and collected person when we're not meditating, when we are standing in the eye of the storm, when we are riding the waves that life throws at us every day. If you don't meditate, you are not doing the one most important thing that we all need to do every day to ensure that we let ourselves be, that we turn up to the here and now, having looked after number one. There's no other way of putting it, because there's no other way of doing it. Science has been exploring this for 25, 26 years. Neuroscience in particular has been displaying elegantly what meditation does to the brain, does for the brain, does for you over the last 10 or 15 years. There is no other way of letting the real you loose on a waiting world. Well, I just got an email from somebody who said that when he sits down to meditate, he's pestered by his thinking mind. And in response, I said to him, I've been meditating for 35 years, and from time to time, I'm still mildly pestered by my thinking mind. It'll go away. Science, neuroscience confirms that these thoughts will go away. And even when they do impinge on our experience of being in the moment, we recognize them for what they are, and we let them pass. Whereas the vast majority of people in this world, Harvard would place that at 96% of people, are thinking these thoughts that get in their way every day without realizing that they're thinking these thoughts, without realizing that they're not living, and without realizing that there is a different way, a way in which we can actually live life to the full, be happy, healthy, and childlike. Childlike means that I'm just here, that I'm just present. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to behave like a 2 or 3 year old. What I'm saying is that you, being fully in flow, free of thought, as a 2 or 3 year old is free of thought, when you're in that state of mind, you know what's going on, and you know what you need to do, and you know how to do it, and you just do it without thinking about it. As again, I said before, we're at our best when we're not thinking, when we don't have time to think. And that's why in an emergency, people will often discover their true selves, because they don't have time to think. But we need to ensure that we don't give the time of day to our thoughts. And even, as I said, when they do impinge upon our experience of flow, that we let them float out in the same way as they floated in. Everything arises, everything passes, including the thoughts to which we would have habitually given all our attention until we start looking after number one. But with the best will in the world, not only will your own thoughts mug you from time to time, but on a daily basis, the vast majority of people you encounter are operating from that world of thought. They are looking, as we said a few minutes ago, not for your advice. They're looking for your attention because their attention makes them feel better about who they think they're not. Mad stuff. But the problem with that is that we are constantly being clawed at by these normal crazy people, constantly being clawed at by energy vampires who want to take your energy to fill up the black hole that they think they have in their own energy because they're not looking after number one, because no one ever told them that they need to look after number one. Or perhaps they did pick up a book or listen to a podcast or read an article about meditation and said, ah, that's for weirdos who want to actually sit with their legs wrapped around their ears and sign out of the real world. Whereas we know meditation enables us to do exactly the opposite. It enables us to tune into and be part of the real world. But we have these people clawing at us daily. And therefore, to complement our morning meditation, to ensure that during the course of every day we put our best foot forward, we need to stop ourselves during the course of the day and mini-meditate. Now, people with whom I work know exactly what I mean by the phrase mini-meditate. You stop for a couple of minutes. You might listen to a two-minute meditation. I provide people with whom I work with those two-minute meditations. And those two-minute meditations could be on a theme like, I just need a moment of peace and calm, or now I'm really hacked off as a result of something that's going on around me, or I need to prepare myself for the next important thing I need to do, like going into a meeting or coming home in the evening. That's even more important than going into an important meeting. We need to stop ourselves during the day and allow ourselves the important luxury of experiencing our own breathing. As I said earlier on, I'm not telling you to stop and breathe. You're breathing already. Use the fact that you are breathing already to pay attention, not to your breathing, but to pay attention to how that breath feels on your body, in your body, through your body, and around your body. Because the more we focus on what we're feeling in and on our bodies, the more we will begin to experience the fact that our bodies are vessels of flowing universal energy. That's the real you. That's the person free of thought. That is the force for all that is good in your life and all that is good in this world of ours. That is what we free up when we allow ourselves experience the joy of feeling what it's like when we breathe in and out. When we're present, we are adept at putting our best foot forward. But even at that, people will often say to me that it doesn't feel like I'm putting my best foot forward. Some days, even if I am in flow, it feels like I'm treading water. But consider the alternative. If you weren't treading water, you'd be sinking. You'd be drowning. So even treading water is putting your best foot forward. Some people will say to me, I feel as if I'm moving sideways or moving backwards. Somebody who was off work for a couple of years for medical reasons emailed me recently and said that they now have the opportunity to go back to work, but they didn't want to go back to work. In other words, they felt it were a retrograde step. And the point I made to them is that you're not going back to work, or you don't have the opportunity to go back to work. You have the opportunity to start afresh for the very simple reason, from a scientific point of view, as I said earlier on, that we are vibrating in and out of existence 20,000 times a second. We are reborn 20,000 times a second. With every breath that you take, you start a new chapter in your life. Every breath is a new now. And that is another reason to ensure that we pay attention to how we feel when we breathe in and out. Because when you pay attention to that, you realize that you've never taken this breath before, and you'll never take it again. You've never experienced this now before, and you'll never experience it again. And as I said a minute ago in relation to thoughts arising and passing, each now arises and passes, which ensures that we more deeply understand through experience the importance of turning up to this now. Because again, people have often said to me, it doesn't feel like I put my best foot forward this morning. I haven't progressed towards the kind of life that I would love to live. But the kind of life that you would love to live is livable in the here and now when you let yourself be. Because regardless of your circumstances and regardless of the challenges that you have in your life today, if you turn up to the here and now, you'll realize that in each here and now, first of all, you are alive and kicking, and that in the moment, all is well, regardless of what you might have to do or confront in the next moment. And if you realize in this moment that all is well, because you are alive and kicking, then you set yourself up to turn up to those moments in which you have to confront life's everyday challenges. And you know, life's everyday challenges are perfect moments simply waiting to happen. They are nows dressed up as things that we would prefer not to have to do. They are perfect moments hiding behind the mask created by how we think about the things that we would prefer not to have to do. If you drop all that by looking after number one, regardless of the step that you have to take in this here and now, you're always going to put your best foot forward. And even a sideways step or a backward step is always a step in the right direction when you turn up to the here and now. As I've said to so many people over the last 30 years that I've been working in this field, if I hadn't experienced some of the challenges that I experienced earlier on, or indeed in my corporate life before I started working for myself, if I hadn't experienced some of the things that other people might think were insurmountable challenges, or, oh my God, that was a dreadful thing that happened. If those things hadn't happened, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you now. Every step that I took led me to where I am. Every step that you have taken has led you to where you are. And if you're listening to this, you have arrived in the right place, because in listening to this, you are being provided with the simple steps that we can all take to look after, number one, put our best foot forward and live our lives in the here and now joyfully.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. Hope you've got a little something to help you transform your life today.